You've just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They're bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting, digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up instead of starting top down and usually, like most analysts do, settling for what is skin deep. You find out sometimes when you do it that way, that skin deep picture is misleading. It's working in your favor, that would make something attractive. It's working against you, it's dangerous. Learn more about how it works at newconstructs.com. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. He joins me now. Kyle, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me back. Great to be here.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Rivian.
Danger, danger.
Rivian. It's ticker R-I-V-N. They have been there before. It's a car maker, and this is the basic outlook. But why are they particularly hitting the skids now?
Particularly because their valuation implies the exact opposite of that. We've got a stock that, even though it's fallen, it's been a great outperforming as a short since we originally talked about it around IPO and then the zombie stock list. It's still significantly overvalued. It's a company that needs to ramp up production. They just announced new vehicles coming. All that's going to take a ton of cash, and they burn a ton of cash already. And so when we see that situation with high cash burn that can only last 1 to 2 years and overvalued stock, it all combines to be a danger zone zombie stock.
The market has beaten this company up a little bit. I mean, it's down about one third in the last 30 days or so. And obviously you guys believe it has farther to go, but is there any chance that, like, what we've seen, that there was a catalyst and this is that inexorable decline? Like, this is the beginning of the end?
I think there's always, with these, we saw most recently with the new model announcement, there's going to be events that, boost the stock a bit, but the long-term trend remains in place. You know, it's a company that's burned through $29 billion in cash since 2020, almost $5 billion in 2023 alone. And so the catalyst is long-term as well, just a slow trend down of valuation implies they've got to have massive production growth. They're already projecting for flat production next year. So the in-between could have some moments of optimism in the stock price, but long-term, we do think this one keeps moving lower.
Well, it's interesting to me, like, Rivian's full year estimate of cars is for 2024 is 57,000. And when you think about that, that's why, and I encourage my audience to do this, have you seen a Rivian on the road? Because I've seen two of them. And I think I've been looking since the first time you guys put this company in the danger zone and put it on the zombie stock list. Now, zombie stocks for you guys, that is when a company's running out of money. How much money, how much time does Rivian have left?
Yeah, based on their 2023 cash burn and cash on hand, we're looking right around 22 months from the end of February without either a significant decrease in cash burn or a significant overhaul of the business, which so far we've seen neither of those happen.
Is there stupid money risk? Is there somebody out there who's a logical buyer? I mean, this is an industry where all you had to do last week was, listen to the State of the Union address where they're talking about, hey, this is where we're going with vehicles and the rest. You would think this might be an asset for somebody.
There's definitely some stupid money risk in the brand. They've built a strong following right now. But with the low level of production and the expectations for increase, if someone was going to buy it, they should definitely let the stock fall much further. You mentioned the 57,000 production goal. Current stock price implies they're going to make around 1.7 million by 2033, so over the next decade. So they've got to significantly ramp up production to justify even the current price. So there's definitely downside risk here. And if someone wanted to come in and scoop up some assets, you could wait a little bit and let it get even cheaper.
Is that much in sales possible? I mean, and I guess maybe Tesla proves that it is, but you can have 57,000 vehicles and sell them without really making anybody else feel the loss, right? But you can't make 1 million+ vehicles without somebody else doing it, right? That's part of the problem, is that, is there even that much market for them to share, for them to be able to take? Because everybody else is more experienced and and more long in the tooth.
Yes, there's definitely share for someone to take. The question of would it be Rivian is the more unlikely. You know, you've got Ford, Chevy, GM, you know, Motors in general going into the same markets. And so you've all competing for the same space. You know, that 1.7 implied production, for reference, Ford sold 727,000 F-150s in 2023. And so you've got to, you know, double up or more the production of Ford while also fending off Ford and also fending off all the other EVs. And so it's a situation where the valuation implies, you know, massive production growth, massive margin improvement, and revenue growth all at the same time. And we don't see all three of those happening at the same time because of what you just mentioned, all the competitors in the space and moving towards an EV future.
In terms of where this company can go, I mean, you don't hate the auto companies as a group, but I know that David has not ever been a big fan of Tesla and the rest. So from that perspective, is this the worst, the most dangerous of the new vehicle companies?
It ranks up there. I think we've also put ones off the top of my head, Lucid and NIO Group, which are big EVs. They both have worse return on invested capital than Rivian. So Rivian's bottom, but not the very bottom. And those have also, again, been danger zone picks. So there's a group, Tesla included, and Tesla's is hugely on valuation. We've long talked about the implied market share that Tesla stock implies, you know, over 100% of the market at some point. So this one is poor fundamentals, expensive valuation. And then, yeah, the group of startups just got massively overvalued in recent years.
Yeah. But that's an important thing to note, is that Tesla is about valuations. Rivian is about everything. Like, there's no doubt about Tesla and the viability of Tesla. Rivian, there is major doubt about everything about it, correct?
Yes. I know when I've last looked at Tesla, you know, they had generated profits. You know, there wasn't straight negatives everywhere. It was all valuation, or, you know, more valuation than this. Whereas this is, you know, the margin is plus, you know, over negative 100%. ROIC is negative 35%. And the valuation implies, you know, huge increases and changes from those trends that we've seen. So it's, yeah, a mix of valuation and poor fundamentals all combined to make it highly, you know, very dangerous.
It is dangerous and obviously due for that crash. And it's Rivian, ticker R-I-V-N, back in the danger zone this week. Kyle, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. And again, it's newconstructs.com. Check out their Danger Zone picks and more. They're on Twitter or X at New Constructs. And we're heading for home on this edition of Money Life. Up next, Jason Brown from Alexis Invests, manager of the Alexis Practical Tactical ETF. He's here talking investing in funds and ETFs when the market call comes up right after this message.